Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Right, shalom and blessings to all of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. It is good to be here this evening. Hallelujah. This is your host, Elder Ezekiel, on this edition of the Brothers segment. Hallelujah. Well, I want to bid you all shalom. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining me this evening. Glory to the King. Pray you all are doing well and that you're blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Like the Messiah said, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. In me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. And that is the absolute truth. Glory to the King. We got to stay connected, Israel. We got to stay connected to the source. Hallelujah. And Yeshua always pointed back to the Father. Hallelujah. Always let us know, you know, keep things in perspective. Hallelujah. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. And we got to always remember that. Glory to the King. So bless you all, to the elect, to the righteous, the called out ones, the beloved of Yah. I'm the last one of you, wherever you are in this world. Glory to the King. Give thanks to the Father. Hallelujah. For choosing you and be grateful. Hallelujah. That your name is found in the Book of Life. Hallelujah. So bless you all. Thanks. I pray y'all doing well on this first day. Hallelujah. As embarking on this spring and this weather, the change, and you know, looking forward to this new season of life. Hallelujah. And growth. And that's what we all should be focusing on. Hallelujah. And just being excited. Hallelujah. Not getting caught up in all of the riffraff and all of the things that are going on in the world, or our world as we know it. Hallelujah. Because, you know, as the end zone is what we want. And not only is our shepherd, you know, the enemy is firing at him, but it's also against us all, because as we all know, if you smite the shepherd, then the sheep will scatter. So we want to just be mindful that we all in this fight, we all in this warfare together. Glory to the King. But we got to maintain and keep our eyes focused on the prize. We got to continue to focus on the kingdom, realizing that, hey, we're just passing through here. We already know that there's going to be trials, tribulations, and persecution. We already know these things. That's a part of it. That's what we signed up for. We already know it. So, but we got to make sure we keep that at the forefront of our minds as we go throughout our day-to-day and, you know, as we serve in the Father. Glory to the King. Because, I mean, the things that come up out of nowhere, you know what I mean? These whammies and, I mean, things that come to try to throw us off course. They rooted and grounded. And we got to stay connected to the source. Hallelujah. So we can't do this on our own. We can't do it by ourselves. There's just no way we can do it. We need each other. And I'm just so grateful and thankful for each and every last one of you. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. As I said again, Elder Ezekiel here, and I'll be on this, your host this evening for this edition of the Brothers segment. Hallelujah. As you all know, you have an elder or a brother, or a deacon or teacher who comes on here every week, every first day, to share a word with you and whatever laid upon our heart. And today is no different. But we, you know, sometimes we take things for granted. But, you know, we need these things. We need this fellowship. We need to help strengthen one another, to be there, to be support, you know, to one another. So don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. What if it's only one thing that's said that may be able to help you, or it may be the thing that you need to hear? Hallelujah. So we give y'all all the praise and honor and the glory, because you could be anywhere in the world. Hallelujah. But you guys chose to be here. And I bless the Father for it. Glory to the King. But we're going to get off into it. And let's get started here. And like I said, we got to stay the course. And the idea is to stay encouraged, keep yourself encouraged, encourage yourself. You know, Shepherd mentioned to us, you know, as we were coming out of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Passover, that we should, you know, not focus so much on the negativity of things that are going on that we're hearing on the internet, YouTube, social media, and all of these things. How the enemy is trying to attack. So we need to keep stay focused because, you know, ultimately what that stuff is going to do is just bring us down and cause our spirits, you know, to be in not such a good state. So let us take heed to that warning and that admonishment to stay away from those things. There's so much more that we could be doing to keep ourselves lifted, to keep ourselves encouraged. There's prayer, there's praise, there's reading of our word, there's all of the messages and the different broadcasts that are out there for us to listen to that's edifying to the body, hallelujah, rather than things that will try to get us down. Hallelujah. But as we see out there in the world, we don't have to go too far to see it, but the love of many is waxing cold. And, you know, the Messiah warned us that this would happen. And the reason why is because iniquity is going to increase. And we see that more now than ever before. Nobody's thinking about the law. Even the ones who so-called themselves Israel or the children of Israel or Hebrews, nobody's thinking about the law. Every man is doing that which is right in his own eyes. And nobody's really thinking about Yah or considering him in any of these things. But because, you know, lawlessness, unrighteousness, and wickedness is going to increase, the love of many is going to wax cold. Hallelujah. So we're seeing that right now. You know, there's people out there that don't want to stop. And they're not going to stop until they perceive or what they want to see is blood. You know, they want to see us die. They want to see us pay. But the Messiah, you know, he told us, he warned us about this. There's going to be people that's going to be out there ready to kill us and think that they're doing Yah's service. So we got to be ready and on and remember these things. But we don't have to go too far to see how cold this world is, how, like I said, even the ones that call themselves believers, how you see there's not a lot of love. Hallelujah. But we're charged to love one another. Hallelujah. And that's how men should know that we are of Yah by the love that we share one to another. You know, it kind of reminds me, I was thinking about the two witnesses and how, you know, people were rejoicing and giving gifts one to another. And it was just a big celebration in the streets because these witnesses, these two men, had died and their dead bodies laid in the street, you know, for a period of time. And people just were rejoicing and just so glad and happy. It's because they were, these two witnesses were tormenting them, tormenting these people. And all they were doing was speaking words of truth. Hallelujah. This world is so dark and so cold. Can you imagine a place like that that cannot even receive the word, can't even identify when it's being preached? Where is the faith? Where is the hope? Where is the joy in Yah times such as this? All we got to do is look at what's going on right now. People hate. People hate our shepherd. Hallelujah, because he speaks truth. It's tormenting them. It has tormented them. They wanted to stop. And then all these people will rejoice if something were to happen. They will be glad and thankful. That's why they're trying to stop it. They're trying to do everything that they can so that this truth won't go forward. Well, hallelujah, they don't understand Yah's plans. Hallelujah. But I'm just saying, the reason I brought this to witness is looking at the parallel as to what's going on right now. The deep hatred that's in so many. But you know what? You know, the Messiah warned us. He said, you know, the servant is not greater than the master. You know what I mean? He said, if they hated me, of course they're going to hate you. Hallelujah. So we got to remember that. Let me read something here. word to the king. We'll go to John. Let's see where we are. Yeah, I'm going to go to John 15:18. John 15:18 says, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. So that's for all of us, right, that have come out of this world, right? The world hates us. And it doesn't matter who it is. It could be natural family. It could be coworkers. It could be people that dwell around you, live around you, even. They hate us, right? And they hate us without a cause. But they hated Yeshua. So they hated him first. And we're no greater than him. We're going to deal with these same persecutions and things from people. Because they hate the truth. Hallelujah. But that's not an opportunity for us to cower down or to kind of trying to blend in with them so that we don't suffer this. No, we're charged to endure. Hardness is a good soldier. We're supposed to go through these things, right? But it says, but remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. You hear that? All of this is because of his name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. So they don't even know the Father at all. Have you fooled? But if you look at people's actions, it's clearly seen, you know, who they're serving, who their Father is, right? They have their father, the devil, and the works of their father they will do. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hated me hated my father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my father. Wow. Pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. Man, can you imagine that? You're talking about the Holy One, right? The creator of all things. Clothed himself in flesh. Come down here on this earth. And they hated him. They hated him. The creator of us all. Man, man's deeds have been wicked from the beginning. They've been wicked. Every imaginable thought of man has just been wicked and evil. The Holy One. The one that came to save. Hallelujah. Verse 26 says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Hallelujah. So, man, it's inevitable, Israel of Yah, what we're going to endure along in this journey, along in this walk. Hallelujah. But it's to be taken patiently. You already know, count it joy, hallelujah, when men persecute you, because you know you're doing the right thing. You know you're on the right course. The Bible, the word says, woe unto you when men speak well of you. But so did their fathers, the false prophets, hallelujah. So we don't want people speaking well of us. We don't want to, you know, receive all of these swelling words and good, kind things. Nah, we're going to be persecuted, and it's going to be for his name's sake. We got to check ourselves if the world love us and we in it too good with the world. And I'm not saying that we got to go around and just be, you know, a nuisance or a pest. And just no, we live in such a way where our righteousness will condemn them. Hallelujah. It don't take much. It don't take much at all for these people to be convicted, to be condemned, because their lifestyles are just so foul and filthy. But it's for us, Israel. Hallelujah. We set the standard. We're not looking at them. We're looking at Yeshua always. He's the measuring stick. He's the example. Glory to the King. And so I just wanted to share that and remind us, you know, what we're in for and what's to be expected in this walk of faith. Hallelujah. So we must comprehend and we must know that, you know, that we are servants. That's who we are, and we differ nothing from servants. Another thing is this, and this is really, you know, I've been on my heart a little bit now, and just how, you know, we treat one another, having knowing who we are, that we're Yah's people. And how else do we know, you know, and see Messiah in us unless they see the love that we have one for another? You know, one of the things that we do is we get it twisted and we get it, you know, mixed up because we look at flesh and we look at our brother or our sister and we're looking at them or the faults they have, the mistakes. We look at the things that they're doing, how they are vexing us, how they are, you know, the things that they do, it just tries us, right? And we quickly forget who they are, though, at the end of the day. So Yah loves these people, but we are here in flesh. We have to endure one another, right? We got to learn how to separate the person from different spirits that they may be dealing with or operating in. Because at times it's difficult. It really is because you're like, dang, you know, we've been over this before. We've talked about this. We've discussed this. And here we are. We're right back at this thing. And it's almost as if, you know, we don't get it. But that's how it be. Once, you know, especially if you're dwelling together with saints, and it's just things like that, iron sharpening iron. It's always a constant thing. You know, you can see clearly what's going on with someone else. It's very difficult for us to see ourselves with that same type of magnification or clarity or what we want to call discernment. But we got to make that distinction. And we got to know this is, you know, who we're dealing with. We're dealing with Yah people, right? Just like you want to be treated with respect, you want to be treated fair, same thing with your brother or your sister. You know, we might do things to one another, and we forget, man. We forget. We can't be sitting here talking each other out and doing each other any kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like as if we were out in the world. Whatever offense, whatever thing that happened, and a lot of times it'd be some shit that be from a long time ago that we just never addressed and never dealt with. But we cannot talk those people out. We cannot do that. You know, we got to give an account for all of this stuff. Yah is taking note of these things because of his little ones, his precious ones. He think a lot about them. And I'm going to read something, and we need to really consider this, man. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We got to remember we wrestle not. We see the things that we see before us, man, they are temporal. This flesh is going to perish, man. The word even tells us, you know, not to know no man by the flesh, but by the spirit, right? We got to look beyond our faults. We got to look beyond the things that vex us so badly. And we got to really dig deep and see, you know, who we're dealing with. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go from there. I'm going to run over to Matthew 25. And if you're anybody listening, I'm broadcasting from the call in the number. And you may be able to hear it on the internet as well, but there is no chat. I'm out of the chat up. All right. Just listen in, and I've already gotten a sound check, so the sound is coming through good by way of the call-in number that's down there. So, and I'm just praying that the internet, you can hear it also on Blog Talk Radio, the website. Hallelujah. All right, so that's where am I at? I'm at Matthew 25, and I'm going to start at verse 31. Glory to the King. It says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I wasn't hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Master, when saw we you hungry, and we fed you, or thirsty, and gave you drink? When saw we you a stranger, and took you in, or naked, and clothed you? Or when saw we you sick, or in prison, and came unto you? But see, these are things that they ask him, because they're not like, how did we do that? I don't remember doing that to you. But listen how he answers. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of these least, one of the least of these my brethren. The least, you hear that? If you've done it to the least of those in Israel, and listen to what he's saying. You have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I have an hunger, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him and saying, Master, when saw we you a hungered or a thirst or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto you? See, they don't even realize. They don't even realize what they did. They answered them saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous eternal life. So you see how important it is for us, you know, when it's in our power to do good, that we don't withhold it. Because of whatever reason, and I'm just using that as an example, you know, because we get upset with each other, we get mad, and you know, we forget. Man, there's been times where, you know, folks that left other ones stranded out, stuck. They left them hungry. They left them without a place to live. All because of offenses. All because they're upset. All because we done forgot who we're dealing with. As you have done it unto the least, and you've done it unto. See, we forget in the time of, and in the moment of when things are going on, in the heat of the moment and things like that. We're so angry, we're so upset, and we're so in our feelings, and we're so full of shit, full of ourselves, that we forget who we're doing these things unto. The Word tells us, do everything, whatever you do, do it as unto the Most High. No matter what you're doing, whether you eat or whether you drink, whatever you're doing. God always be mindful of that, because God, he knows everything. He sees it all. He searched the reins in the depths thereof. He knows what's going on. He knows even the intentions of why you're doing things. You can even give somebody something, but the intentions are not right. You can say certain things, but your intentions aren't there. You're not doing it from the heart. Man, we got to really wake up and realize what's happening here. This is what we all we got. So we can't let the love within us wax cold and grow cold and worse, all because of unrighteousness, all because of wickedness, all because of transgression of the law that we forget. We know different than these people out there who are without, and all of these people who call themselves children of Yah. We know different than that. We got to check out our heart for hatred, for bitterness, for all this cold shit that's going on within us, within our own beings, because of what's going on at the present. We got to step back, step outside of the natural, step outside of the carnality and the flesh. And we're going to be judged for it all. We better take heed. Hallelujah. as you have done to the least, whether you have done good or whether you have not, or whether you withhold good, you've done it all unto me. So let us remember that and keep that in mind. All right, Israel, I'm going to take a quick ministry break, come back, and then wrap it up. Glory to the King. Let me see what we got. All right, here we go.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. And the King is coming. Hallelujah. We need to remember that, keep that at the forefront of our minds. Comfort one another with these words. Glory to the King. But hallelujah, Elder Ezekiel here back again on the brother segment here, brought to you by Straight Way Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. And this is what we call the brother segment. And as I was just, you know, talking before the break, just to about how we should treat one another and realizing, you know, what we're doing and who we do it unto the Father. Hallelujah. We know that the world is waxing worse and worse and cold and cold, and it's just a vile and foul place to be. And we see all of the sin that's openly done. Glory to the King. But that can't be us, Israel. We are held to a higher standard, and much is given to us, much is required of us. So we have no excuses. Hallelujah. A lot of excuses have been removed from us. Glory to the King. So I want to read this one thing here from Matthew 12:35. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. You hear that? I'm going to read that again. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. Evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Hallelujah. I told you, man, it's all about, you know, y'all know the heart, right? We can't get by on him. Hallelujah. You know, he know every thought. None of it escapes him, right? So if there's wicked in you, that's what you're going to produce, wicked and evil. But if there's good in you, out of the good treasure of your heart, that's what you produce. Glory to the King. I want to just encourage us to seek Yah. Hallelujah. Run to him for refuge in a time of need. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's our high tower. You know, always we are to give thanks unto Yah, because this is his will concerning us, wherever we find ourselves in, what state we are in. Hallelujah. So I'm going to always encourage us all to give thanks. Just the fact that, hallelujah, we are here. We've made it to another year. It's not a small thing. There's many that have not. Many have gotten caught in the whirlwind of offense and caught in, the whirlwind of just all of the confusion, all because people don't want to listen, you know, because people are easily offended when they think of the Messiah. Even if, you know, someone is wrongly accused of something or whatever the case is, taught to take things personally. Nobody wants to suffer to be defrauded. No, everybody has to be proven, want to be right. I remember the Messiah, when he was reviled, he reviled not again. You know what I mean? So we got a lot of excuses have been removed from us. If only we just tap in to the source, if only we just see what did our Messiah do, how did he handle these things, if we only refer to him and keep him. I know when I was going through a difficult time, that's the only thing I could do is just remember Yeshua. That was my encouragement. Those are the words that comfort me. The things that I read about him and as I meditated on his goodness, hallelujah, and what he had to endure. And as I said earlier, we're not exempt from anything. We're gonna be tested on all levels. We're gonna be tried and proven. Hallelujah! But it's up to us what we do. Whether we're going to pass that test, whether we're going to fail it, we have to go through it all over again, whether we're going to overcome, what are we going to do? Hallelujah. So the admonishment is this, you know, we can do nothing on our own. Hallelujah. We can do nothing on our own. We got to look to the hill from which coming our help, and our help comes from Yah. Glory to the King. So I'm going to read Isaiah 55 and wrap it up. But that's what I had for us this day. Just want to make sure that we're being very careful how we deal with one another as, you know, children of Yah, because Yah loves us. He said that we are the apple of his eye. He thinks a lot about us, his chosen ones. And so we really be very careful that we don't do each other wrong, even the least of us. And I don't even really, you know, want to harp on that like that, because we all are precious in his sight, right? But that's just trying to let you know the depth that he would go. For all of his, hallelujah. So we all are his people. Those of us who are obedient unto him, those of us who are keeping his commandments, and glory to the King. But let me go to Isaiah quick here. Hallelujah. Let me start at verse 1. And it says, so everyone that thirsted, come you to the waters, and he that has no money, come you and buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, you shall call a nation that you knew not, and nations that knew not, you shall run unto you because of the Master, Yahweh, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he had glorified you, seeking you while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our master, and to our Yah, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said Yahweh. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, bread to the eater. But shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be Yahweh for a name, for an everlasting sign shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. Bless you all, Israel. Bless the name of Yah. Hallelujah. Give him all praise, honor, and the glory. And remember to thank him. Remember to praise him. Glory to the King. Remember, in everything that you do, do it as unto the Most High. Hallelujah. Remember who you are. Remember for Yah views you as his people. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Like the word says, his thoughts are not our thoughts are not his thoughts. They are higher, much higher than ours. Hallelujah. Let's always give reverence unto him and unto his set order on this earth. Hallelujah. Israel, y'all be encouraged. Speak to one another. Pray for one another. Glory to the King. Be support unto one another and love one another. If it's in your power, if it's in your means to give or to do unto your brother, unto your sister, do so. Realize who you are doing it for and to. Glory to the King. So y'all be blessed. Y'all be encouraged. Stay away from the negativity. Keep your spirits high. Continue to pray. Hallelujah. Continue to war. Continue to return curses. Cover your homes. Hallelujah. Cover all those around you in Israel. Consider others, no matter where they are, what they may be going through. Let's pray for one another. Hallelujah. And let's fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. This is Elder Ezekiel, and I'm signing off for this edition of the Brother Segment. Bless you all, and thank y'all for being here. Hallelujah. Shalom and blessings. All right. I know I ended the show, but I got this just a little extra. Just I want to read this. This is what I've been meditating on also over the past week or so, and it's about self-discipline. Self-discipline is the ability to control yourself and to make yourself work hard or behave in a particular way without needing anyone to tell you what to do. Exercising at home alone requires a amount of self-discipline. For example, discipline and training of oneself, usually for improvement. Acquiring the habit of promptness requires self-discipline. Self-discipline, again, is the ability to control yourself and to make yourself work hard or behave in a particular way without needing anyone else to tell you what to do. 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. All right, bless you. Shalom, Israel.